Hello, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and we have one more week of Bob Hope before we move on to other comedians. In this 1946 show, with guest star Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz and his orchestra, Hope opens with some topical material about the midterm election, which put in a Republican majority in both houses of Congress under Democratic President Truman. Barbara Jo Allen plays Vera Veig, the man-crazed spinster. The show expanded the sketches as sitcoms became more popular on radio. Enjoy the Bob Hope Show with Lucille Ball, first broadcast November 12, 1946, on NBC.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Tonight, from the home of Ken Murray's Blackouts, the El Capitan Theater, Hollywood, California, we bring you the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Lucille Ball.
Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob back in Hollywood Hope, telling all congressmen, whether you're Republican or Democrat, brush on that Pepsodent with a steady beat, and your teeth will stay in even though you've lost your seat. Well, here we are back in Hollywood. It's easy to get home from the East now. You just go to Washington and catch the Missouri-bound bus. But it's great to be back, and I want to tell you, I love making tours. I feel so much safer with four wheels under me. Here in Hollywood, it's the other way around. pedestrians. It's really very noticeable that I was away for a while. I'm the only pedestrian around without any skid marks on them. I flew back to California. I wanted to get here before the Duke of Windsor bought it for a ranch. Just wants to buy something solid that the thieves can't pick up and walk away with, you know? But it was great getting back, and I never realized how much I owe to the people of California till I saw all my creditors at the airport. I was met at the airport by a brass band. Well, it wasn't exactly a brass band. A Girl Scout with braces on her teeth came up and smiled. But we had a great trip. We played New York, Boston, Philadelphia, and Baltimore. I tried playing Washington, but I was thrown out with the rest of them. Yes, sir, you can tell Baltimore's right next to Washington. All night the moving vans were passing through. I watched all night, but the piano didn't go by. Of course, everyone was happy about the election, including the Democrats. They think it's wonderful to be able to blame things on the Republicans for a change. But the Republicans had their usual luck. On Tuesday, they won both the houses for the first time in 16 years, and then 3 days later, President Truman took the ceilings off. Naturally, my biggest thrill was visiting New York. I took a suite at the Waldorf, but the man at the candy counter made me put it back. I won't tell you where they put me at the Waldorf, but Kilroy had been there ahead of me. He gets around, doesn't he? Really, I went east to find a publisher for my new book, So This Is Peace. Of course, there are a lot of publishers out here, but they all knew how to read. My book is a big hit in the East. All the stores are selling it for a dollar a copy. Autographed copy, 75 cents. I thought I had something there, really. Looks like a condensed version of The Egg and I right there. I told that in the East and it went pretty good, you know. Of course, I was wearing a woman's hat at the time. But I dropped into one bookstore this afternoon, and the manager said my book was really moving. He said every time he looked at it, it was edging over toward a copy of Forever Amber. But I want to tell you, it's really a thrill getting home again and stepping off the train into this glorious California sunshine.
Deep, wasn't it?
It's my conscience. Well, I still say the weather's great here.
What are you going to say when television comes in?
Well, you can heckle all you want, Conch, but I still say this California weather is fine.
Yeah, for ducks.
That's an old joke.
You're an old duck.
Well, don't knock the California weather. There was a nice big sun out this morning.
Which way was it rowing?
Listen, Conch, this is a great climate.
The oranges like it.
And I like it.
Okay, the oranges like it and the lemons like it, too.
Well, what's wrong with rain, anyway? You afraid of a little water?
That's silly. How could I be afraid of water after living here in your brain all these years?
Well, listen, Conscience, if you don't like it here, why don't you go someplace where it's warmer?
I will, just as soon as you kick off.
Well, you can knock this California climate all you want, Conch, but I've lived in California 9 years and I'm healthy and full of life. What do you think I owe it to?
The Coast Guard. Well, happy swimming.
Goodbye.
Poor Miriam, neglected using Irium. Sore singing style had no winning smile.
Who wouldn't love me? Who wouldn't care?
I don't.
Who would?
What's wrong?
Your smile.
So, folks, don't be like Miriam. Use Irium.
No matter how many toothpaste you've tried, no matter how good a job you think your present brand is doing, change now to the new Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see if you don't find new brightness in your teeth, new sparkle in your smile. Yes, there's a new Pepsodent toothpaste now with a cleaner, brighter taste that means cleaner, brighter teeth. You see, a new Pepsodent has twice as much Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient that only Pepsodent can give you. New Pepsodent with twice as much Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull, brings new brightness to your teeth. It cleans better between teeth, leaves your breath cleaner, fresher, too. No wonder more people than ever before are using Pepsodent today. So no matter what other brand you've tried, change now to new, improved Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see the difference. See if your teeth don't feel cleaner, look brighter. Try it. Taste it. Compare it. See how Pepsodent uncovers the natural brilliance of your smile.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Irium. Sore singing style has that winning smile.
Who wouldn't love me? Who wouldn't care?
I would.
Me too.
Let's dance.
Let's do.
So folks, just be like Miriam, use Irium.
Fox, Miss Lou Ann Hogan. Come in, Lou Ann.
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel. They're making me feel that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live in.
Well, fine, Luann. We could have said a little more of that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sit right down there and read Earl Wilson's new book, Pike's Peak or Bust. It's very, very fine.
Yes, it is.
That's a direct plug, I promise. But that was our Cinderella girl, Miss Luann Hogan, singing Autumn in New York, otherwise known as the hep version of the Indian love call, which differs from the war whoop, which goes...
Yo-ho, Mr. Holt!
Miss Vera Vey, thank you. Yes, sir. How are you, Miss Vey?
Oh, yes, sir.
Miss Vera Vey, a woman of distinction.
Well, Mr. Hope, a man of... Well, part of the word fits you anyway. It's all right. Don't be afraid. Come on.
Tell me, Miss Vey, did you enjoy our Eastern tour?
Oh, yes, I had a wonderful time, Mr. Hope. Traveling around with you was such a novelty. I never hitchhiked before.
Well, you sure look like you need a lift, but wasn't the, Say, wasn't the weather back there wonderful this time of year, Miss Vague? Did you see Jack Frost in the trees?
See him. I spent 2 hours trying to coax him down. Oh, but the trip did wonders for me, Mr. Hope. You know, I think I gained a little weight. When I got back, my California suit was too small.
Oh, really? Was it too tight across the shoulders?
Well, to avoid embarrassment, I'll settle for that.
See, yeah, and it'll help keep us on the air, too. But I want to tell you, it was a swell tour, and that was a pretty nice way to finish it, too, seeing the Army-Notre Dame game. Huh?
Oh, it was wonderful.
How did you make out with the cadets?
The Army boys?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they cheered like crazy when they saw me.
Yes, I know. They couldn't find their regular mascot, you know.
Oh, you dear boy. Of yours should be arrested for concealing a blunt instrument. When I was thrilled at the game, Mr. Hope.
Really?
I was next to a West Point cadet, and we sat under a big robe.
You sat under a big robe?
Yes.
Did you enjoyed the game? Huh?
Oh, I loved it. By the way, who won?
There was no score on the field, too.
But I must say this, Mr. Holt. Football is the silliest game I ever saw.
Why, Miss Vague, what are you talking about? It's the most popular sport in America.
I don't care how popular it is. I still say it's silly when a man is penalized for holding.
Wait a minute. I want to introduce a grand guest star here, ladies and gentlemen. Star of the current picture, Easy to Wed. Appearing here tonight through the courtesy of Heaven and MGM, Miss Lucille Ball, right here.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. And before we go any further, Bob, I want to thank you for that wonderful introduction. If we weren't in front of an audience, I'd give you a great big kiss.
Everybody out. Everybody out. Home, everybody. Go, go. Take your boats and go, go. Happy waiting. Where are we? Oh, Abbott, where are we? Oh, yes. Tell me, Lucille. Oh, what's your latest picture?
Easy to Wed.
Yes, but what's the title of the picture?
That's the title, Bob. It's called Easy to Wed.
No kidding. Who plays the lead? Artie Shaw? Oh. Yes, sir. Artie Shaw, that 5-time winner. Oh. Well, anyway, they'll make a good combination. Forever Amber and Forever Eager. How about your picture?
Bob, Van Johnson isn't easy to wed. I think he's wonderful.
Van Johnson, that's all you girls think of.
Is there anything else?
I don't know. You must be kidding. I've got everything he's got.
Yes, Bob, but he's got Van in front.
Well, to each his own. Say, I don't think he's too many. Why, at Paramount, they're always trying to give me the Van Johnson type of parts.
Well, grab him, boy. You could use a few parts.
What do you mean? That Johnson hasn't got anything but a cowlick. I had a cowlick once, too.
Yes, Bob, I heard about your romance with Elsie.
Let him lay, Lucille. Don't milk him. Don't milk him.
I like to get different roles, Bob. I'm always a wisecracking, gum-chewing type.
You're always a gum-chewing type.
Yeah, last month the Beechnut people voted me Miss Jawbreaker of 1946.
Well, speaking of jawbreakers, Lucille, you should meet Miss Vague. Miss Vague, this is Lucille Ball, the glamorous, gorgeous movie star.
Oh, really? I just think of her as Lucille Ball, period.
What a coincidence. I think of you as Vera Vague, question mark.
Oh, now, steady now. Steady.
Miss Ball, huh?
That's right, Ball.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, dear. I've been bounced around a bit myself.
Miss Vague, don't you mean dribbled?
Isn't she pretty, Mr. Hope? All that beautiful red hair. And it's on straight, too.
Tell me, Miss Vague, when you get up in the morning, who puts you together?
Girls, please, let's not pull hair.
Hair? Huh. I could have hair like that, too, but who wants to sleep with their head in a glass of orange juice every night?
But you do smell nice, darling, for your type. What is that perfume you're wearing?
Oh, this is called Evening at Ciro's. How do you like it?
Too bad you couldn't get a better table.
Oh! Why, you female red skeleton, you, I'll blacken both your eyes.
Oh, come now, girls. Let's kiss and make up.
Oh, all right. I'm a good sport.
All right.
Bob, you're not supposed to be in this.
Don't be silly. All the delegates are supposed to join in at the peace conference. Don't you think? Thank you, Lucille, and thank you very much. Here comes my son, Desi
de provinciana, hueles a limpia rosa temprana. A verde jara fresca del río, son mil palomas tu caserío. Guadalajara, Guadalajara, hueles a pura tierra mojada. Inolvidables, inolvidables como las tardes en que la lluvia desde la Roma y nos hacía hasta Zapopa.
Despite years of faithful brushing, despite any other toothpaste you've tried, see if your teeth aren't noticeably brighter in just 1 week after you change to the new Pepsodent toothpaste. Yes, there's a new improved Pepsodent now with a cleaner, brighter taste that means cleaner, brighter teeth. You see, a new Pepsodent toothpaste contains twice as much Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. New Pepsodent toothpaste with twice as much Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull, uncovers the natural brilliance of your smile. Try it. Taste it. Compare it. No matter what other brand you've tried, change to new Pepsodent toothpaste, and in just 1 week, see the difference in the brightness of your teeth, the sparkle of your smile.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Irium. Sourcing and style had that winning smile.
Who wouldn't love me? Who wouldn't care?
I would.
Me too. Let's dance.
Let's do.
So folks, just be like Miriam. Use Irium.
And now, folks, this is November, crisp, cold November, the month of football, the great American sport. And why is football such a great game? Because all the boys want to do is fight and die for dear old Winsocky. As one sub set in to score a touchdown, he rises from the bench, turns to the coach, and with trembling lips he says,
"Have that $100 waiting in the end zone."
We take him out of Pepsodent University, where the football team is getting ready for its annual game with the Bloomer Girls of Elastic Normal. The Bloomer Girls are undefeated and have the best backfield in the country. As we look in, the Pepsodent football coach is talking to his men.
All right. All right, fellas. This is it. Yes, this is it.
This is what, coach?
Don't confuse me. This is my first season. This game is going to be tough, fellas. We're playing the Bloomer Girls. They got a great team this year.
The Bloomer Girls have a great team?
Yes, but I think we can win by pulling a few strings.
I hear they play a rough game, Coach.
Yes, but you boys have nothing to worry about. Last night I set bear traps all over the field.
But, Coach, won't we get hurt?
Don't be silly. You're not bears. Any questions?
Well, this play throws me, Coach. According to this diagram, the fullback fakes the ball to the halfback and passes it to Desi, the quarterback, who takes it through right guard past my end and laterals it to the tackle who skirts down the sidelines with the quarterback and halfback as interference.
Pardon?
I said...
Too late. The game's over. Well, forget it, Hope. I got to play the cat miss. It's the hidden ball trick.
Well, who carries the ball?
I don't wear this mustache for nothing. Now, here's the lineup for the game. Hope, quarterback.
Yep.
Niles, left half.
Right.
Arnaz, left, right half.
Right.
And a new Studebaker at fullback.
Kelowna, a new Studebaker at fullback?
Yes. Think how confused they'll be trying to figure out whether it's going forward or backward. And remember, fellas, don't break training. No cigarettes.
Yes, sir.
No liquor.
Yes, sir.
No women.
Yes, sir.
And no chocolate fudge sundaes.
Oh, gee, Coach.
Come on. You heard what I said. No drinking, no smoking, and no breathing.
Well, that's ridiculous. Why can't we breathe?
Want to get sick? Now, wait a minute. One last word, men. Don't break training and don't go in Joe's saloon tonight. If you want to see me about anything, it can wait till morning. And when you leave here, Hope, don't talk to those two girls outside. They're members of the other team.
Okay, Coach. See you at the stadium.
I'm getting tired of waiting, too, Vera, but we have to keep Bob Hope, the star halfback, out of the game today.
Oh, yes, I know. Wait a minute. Here he comes now, Lucille. And he's got a football. Just look at the way he handles that football.
Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Just wait till he blows it up.
Here he comes, Lucille.
Yoo-hoo!
Hey, big boy, what's your hurry?
Nope, nothing doing. I know you're spies for the other team, nope.
Wait a minute, Lucille, I'll raise my skirt a little. Yoo-hoo, look!
Gee, they even stole one of our goalposts.
You're cute. How about me and you getting together for a little smooching, huh?
Oh, no, I ain't much good at them card games.
Well, how about
about stepping into a drugstore with us for a Coca-Cola?
Well... Is that one at a time, or is it just... Well, I'll have a Coca-Cola, but I'm in training. You'll have to take the fizz out.
All right, come on. Here, let's go into this drugstore right here.
Okay. They have loud Alka-Seltzers in here, don't they? Boy, this must be a thrifty drugstore. Everybody's tight.
Come on, Robert. Sit on this stool at the bar. The soda fountain.
Huh?
Now, how about a nice, tall marshmallow float?
No, thanks. I'm driving.
What'll it be?
Bartender, give us 3 Zombies and put a knockout drop in one of them.
3 tall ones, 1 for a Democrat.
Here's your marshmallow float, Robert.
Marshmallow float? This doesn't look like a marshmallow float. There's swamp grass growing out of it.
Drink it for me, Robert.
For you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Red. Calling control tower. Calling control tower.
Allergic to marshmallow.
good work, girls. You got him out of the game. Now I can win my bets on the Bloomer girls.
Coach Colonna, you're behind this, you crook. You'll go to jail. Just think. What would your mother say to you if you go to jail?
Hello.
Colonna, you're going to be a ruined man. This is sure to leak out.
Oh. Plugged up that leak in a hurry, didn't I? So long, second. We got to get to the stadium. The game is starting.
What a game, folks. There's just 2 minutes left to play, and the score now stands Bloomer Girls 90, Pepsodent U nothing. Azusa Wildcat 7. There are 3 teams on the field due to a heavy rainstorm in Cucamonga. Now, Vera Vega has the ball. She's running it back. She's on the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. And now a message from the sponsor. Men, are you wearing the new Adams hat? You are? Well, get it back. Adam is tired of going bareheaded. And now, Vega's over for a touchdown. The game looks bad for Pepsodent U, ladies and gentlemen. The team sorely misses their star player, Hope. Wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute. Here comes halfback Hope running out of the field. The crowd sees him. Just listen to those screams. He forgot his pants. And now, we'll take you down to the field.
I'm going in, Colonna. You can't stop me. I'll win this game single-handed.
You'll have to. I just broke your left arm.
Hope is carrying the ball, and it's a touchdown. There he goes again for another. And another. Crazy legs, Hope is running wild. Scoring touchdown after touchdown. And the game is over with Hope's team winning and the Bloomer girls defeated. I told you I knew a few tricks.
You dirty rat, take that.
Why did you shoot him, Colonna?
He didn't play fair. He was wearing Bloomers, too.
All thanks for the memory. Thank you. That's enough of that. Thanks very much. I got the cue. Thanks very much, Lucia Ball and Luann Hogan, for a lot of nice help. It was great. Well, sir... Like that fellow named Joe who just got back from a vaudeville show, we're just back from a month in the East. Saturday afternoon, we saw the Notre Dame Army game, and Sunday, we headed home in one of those big planes that dart from New York to Los Angeles like a hummingbird between two roses. For most of the trip, I had my nose to the window, looking down at the great job Mother Nature and Uncle Sam have turned out. You know, Mother Nature sure did right by Uncle Sam. She set aside plenty of room and opportunity for every American. By giving every American a fair share of the room, and an equal crack at the opportunity, regardless of nationality or religion, well, that's a job for human nature. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour with your host, Justine Ward.
broadcast every week over the World Wide Web. Subscribe on iTunes, Podbean, or through RSS. There's no charge to be a subscriber. Next, we have Bob Hope, featuring Lana Turner as his guest. Show regular Jerry Colonna, who has been called a singer's answer to Spike Jones, does one of his comic treatments of a serious song with his hilarious antics. This is the Bob Hope Show with Lana Turner, first broadcast April 13th, 1948, on NBC.
First for Lana, second to none. 13th of April, you'll want one.
Tonight's the night, April 13th. Stand by for a sensational announcement later in this program. Tonight from Hollywood, on behalf of the Hollywood YMCA Building Fund, Lieber Brothers Company presents the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Lana Turner.
Thank you very much. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, first for Lana, second to none. Tonight she's my guest, so she's carrying a gun, Hope. Telling you to use Pepsodent, and like John L. Lewis, you'll never be, your teeth will never be held in contempt. John L. Lewis is getting pretty tough. For his next strike, he doesn't want the miners to come up. He's demanding that the owners lower the mines. John L. is the only man I know who can use three Tony Cold waves at the same time. Pretty funny, huh? Well, I bet I get as many laughs as Bergen did Sunday. A lot of people were upset about that program not getting on the air, you know. Stalin wired Molotov and said, not Bergen, Winchell. Da, da. But anyway, tonight we're broadcasting for the YMCA Building Fund. I like the YMCAs. I used to live there during my vaudeville days. I had a wonderful place to sleep, but it was pretty hard getting used to breathing underwater. And every day I used to go to the gym to exercise, and everybody used to stop to watch me. You'd think they never saw gym bloomers before. It's been a long time since we've done a broadcast from Hollywood. Hollywood, that's the only place in the world where on a clear day you can see the sun fighting its way through an Honest John commercial. I gotta explain that for the radio listeners. Honest John is a used car dealer out here who advertises by skywriting. If a pedestrian dies and goes to heaven, Honest John hits him again on the way up. I tell you, there's nothing like being in Hollywood in the spring. Everything is so romantic. I just crossed Sunset Boulevard and all the cars were holding fenders. Yes, sir, Hollywood is a wonderful town. It's the only place I know where you can get suntan coal germs. This is the town where the tourists wander around peeking at each other through dark glasses and wondering which one is Gregory Peck. Of course, in California, we're very proud of our native sons. Native son, that's the guy who came in on the bus before you. I was invited to a fabulous Hollywood party the other night. I won't say it was exclusive, but the host stepped out for a breath of fresh air and they wouldn't let him back in. Poor Bob Montgomery. And Hollywood... And Hollywood is really buzzing right now with the tourists seeing how pictures are made and the motorists seeing how tourists are made. And they have two lights for motorists in Hollywood. The red says stop and the green says go. And they have one for pedestrians. It says, I'm yellow. How about you?
There's that music again. It's Mysterious Madelon.
First for Lana, second to none. 13th of April. You'll want one.
Say, Madelon, what is this? Who are you anyway? Today is the 13th of April, so spill it. What's all this about Lana?
She's talking about Lana Turner, Bob.
Oh, Lana Turner. Well, she's our guest tonight, but we have guests every week. What's all the mystery?
Well, Bob, here's a hint. It's about Pepsodent and Lana Turner.
You mean Lana Turner's replacing Urium? I settle. Well, tell our listeners about it, Wendell.
It's Pepsodent's sensational new offer, the Lana Turner Ballpoint Pocket Perfumer, fashion's newest accessory for carrying perfume in your purse. Now you can get this exclusive new Lana Turner pocket perfumer at an amazing bargain. What's more, receive a generous supply of Harriet Hubbard Ayer's costly U perfume, a really good perfume. This pocket perfumer's so lovely, it's all the rage in Hollywood. Designed by Vicki Laurel for the personal use of glamorous Lana Turner, whom you'll soon see opposite Clark Gable in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's great new picture, Homecoming. With this new ballpoint perfumer, you'll always have your perfume at your fingertips. It's dainty as a lipstick. Beautiful gold-toned case. Easy to refill, too. Ballpoint seals in your precious perfume, yet a touch gives just the right amount for haunting, alluring fragrance. And what a bargain. Nationally advertised at $1.95. But now it's yours, plus the U perfume, for only 50 cents. Yes, mail 50 cents and both blue end flaps from any Pepsodent carton to Pepsodent, Box 776, Chicago, Illinois. Offer good, United States and territories only. You can see the Lana Turner perfumer and U perfume in special Pepsodent displays at drug counters everywhere. Act tonight. Mail 50 cents and both blue end flaps from any Pepsodent carton, toothpaste, tooth powder, antiseptic, or toothbrush label to Pepsodent, Box 776, Chicago, Illinois. Send now.
With the Metropolitan Opera season opening here in Los Angeles, we have many fine voices in the vicinity. And now...
I love you.
Signor Colonna.
Comes the April breeze. I'll have you. Echo the hill. Oh, I love you. The golden dawn agrees as once more it sees the cordial. It's a separate.
Can't help it. Strong union.
I am that's the song of songs. Oh, song of songs. Song of melody. Of the king of memory. Of love. And if I ever feel the blue, I know what I'll do. I'll make the San Fernando Valley my home.
That was Professor Jeremiah Colonna setting romance back 32 bars in a couple of centuries with his version of I Love You. Assisted by Les Brown and his Makes You Want to Grunt Like Gorgeous George Orchestra. Next week we'll have Tony Martin to bring it all back to normal, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, it is only appropriate that we have as our guest an alumnus of Hollywood High School. She was discovered by MGM while attending school here and became one of our top actresses. Here she is, the reason for the G in MGM, Miss Lana Turner.
Thank you, Bob.
Jane Russell, and now this. Oh, well, back to work. Say, welcome back to Hollywood High, Lana. I bet you had a lot of fun when you went to school here, huh?
Oh, I really did, Bob. Where did you go during your high school days?
To grammar school. I was kidding, Lana. I cherish every memory of my high school days. In fact, I still have my graduation suit.
Yes, it looks nice on you, too.
It isn't really the same suit. I've had the lapels re-notched. But, Lana, we haven't touched the subject that folks are really interested in. What's the latest with your career?
Well, I just finished a new picture called Homecoming.
Homecoming? You mean they made a movie about MacArthur already? You know, it's a double thrill having you on the show, Lana, because you don't often bother with radio. How come?
Well, the studio has ideas about glamour. They figure it would destroy the illusion if I appeared on comedy shows.
Oh, no kidding. Then it's quite a compliment to me that they consented to let you come on my show.
Well, there's that way of looking at it, too.
All this and ad-libbing, too. Say, you know, the boys in the band are really excited about you being here tonight.
Well, I don't know why. I'm just a girl.
And I've been going out with men. But what an amazing girl you are. Glamorous actress, star, mother, baseball pitcher.
Oh, you must be talking about the softball scene in Cass Timberlake.
Yeah, very unusual.
Unusual?
Yeah, it's the first time I ever saw a guy hit a single and run to the pitcher.
Well, you'd better sign me up, Bob. You see, I just got an offer from Crosby to play for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I'm warning you, Lana, don't go down in that cellar alone. Thank you, Cleveland fans, but there's something... Don't push my padding around. There's some... You're ready for the game, too, aren't you? The nice shoulders. Who makes a hero out of you? Look, there's something I wanted to ask you, Lana, about that pictures of yours called Green Dolphin Street. What's that title all about?
So, Bob, you've never seen a green dolphin?
No, I'm a straight Coca-Cola man. You're such a big star now. I bet it's hard to realize that just a few short years ago, you were a student here at Hollywood High, huh, Lana?
Yes, it is, Bob. But I loved it here. School was wonderful. Especially when that closing bell rang and we all made a rush for the street.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. Now, wait, fellas. Please, fellas, I want to go towards sunset. Hey, Lana! Lana! Wait for me! Gee, I had an awful time catching you.
Well, Robert, you could run faster if you wore suspenders.
And these blue jeans? Look, I'll give you a ride home and... In my hot rod. Get in while I connect it up.
Oh, Robert, you act like somebody's going to steal your old hot rod all the time.
Well, they might. They might. The guy's got to be careful.
But gee whiz, carrying it to class is with you.
Well, I chained my dog to it and it started to chase cats. Well, get in. Here we go. We were really parked in there tight.
Gee, there sure is a lot of traffic this afternoon.
Yeah. Say, look in that other car. Hey, hiya, cutie. What are you doing Saturday night, eh? Hey, Lana, you jealous?
Certainly not.
You ain't?
Certainly not. Why should I be jealous of a cocker spaniel?
That's what I keep telling my pa. He's got to have a talk with me.
Robert. Robert.
Yeah?
Did you mean what you said in the soda fountain yesterday, that you loved me?
Of course I meant it. Didn't I let you use two straws to my one?
Sure, but I found out later you sewed up the bottoms.
Yeah, that's cheaper than buying soda. Say, here's your house, Lana.
Uh-huh, and there's Dad out digging in the garden.
Hasn't he found that bottle yet?
Robert, if you're really serious about me, it's time you and Father had a talk.
Well, gee, I'm scared to talk to him. He'll bite my head off.
Oh, no, he won't. He wants it to grow as much as you do.
He does.
I want that laugh to grow a little, too. It ain't the size of a man's head, it's what's inside. Hey, I'm in trouble, ain't I?
Oh, come on. Come on, Robert, I'll go in with you. Robert, there's the afternoon paper on the lawn. You can make a good impression on Father by taking it in to him.
Okay.
Oh, Robert. Stand up and take that newspaper out of your teeth.
Oh, no, this way at least I got the Humane Society on my side.
Oh, Father, Father.
Home from school already, Lana? Oh, and what's that you brought with you? Some homework from your psychology class?
No, Father, this is Robert Hope.
Go ahead, Robert, ask him.
Well, sir, I've got a very important question I'd like to ask you.
What is it?
I'd like permission to walk down the aisle with your daughter.
Okay, but you better hurry. The last show at the Paramount starts in 5 minutes.
No, you don't understand. I'm asking for her hand.
All right, but no necking.
You don't understand, Mr. Turney. I want to marry Lana.
Marry Lana?
Oh, say yes, Father. You've got to look at my side of it.
Well, maybe I should. He's pretty disgusting from this side.
Well, I'm the type that grows on you. If only I'd stop growing on myself.
Well, maybe this is a real romance between you two after all. Just look at that beautiful engagement ring you're wearing.
Yeah, and if things go well later on, I'll get one for Lana, too.
Just as I thought from the first, young man. You're just a selfish, good-for-nothing bum. I'm going to kick you right out on your ear.
Oh.
Yeah, there. Well?
Don't know your anatomy very well, do you? Thank you, Lana. Here's Les Brown and his vocalist, Miss Eileen Wilson, in Little White Lies. That's very nice. Say, Lana, will you come here? Say, so you're the one who's been causing all the mystery in our program, huh?
Oh, just for tonight. You can take over again next week.
Wish I had my Adler heels on. I'd look down on you. No, I mean in our commercials. That Pepsodent pocket perfumer is quite a thing.
Oh, I'm really proud to have my name associated with it, Bob. They're so clever and new and really useful. I carry it in my purse and have my perfume with me whenever I go.
Yes, ladies, like Lana Turner, you can have your perfume right at your fingertips by accepting Pepsodent's sensational offer. Send for your Lana Turner ballpoint pocket perfumer tonight. Regular $1.95 value, now yours for only 50 cents. What's more, receive a generous supply of Harriet Hubbard Ayers' costly You perfume. These ballpoint perfumers are Hollywood's newest fashion accessory for carrying perfume in your purse. Designed for glamorous Lana Turner, who stars opposite Clark Gable in MGM's hit Homecoming, they're so lovely you'll want several for gifts and party prizes. Dainty as a lipstick, beautiful gold-toned case. Refillable, too. Ballpoint seals perfume in, yet applies just the right amount. Sells regularly for $1.95. Now yours plus the You perfume for only 50 cents. Yes, 50 cents, and both blue end flaps from any Pepsodent carton, toothpaste, powder, antiseptic, or toothbrush label. Mail to Pepsodent, Box 776, Chicago, Illinois. Don't delay. Send tonight. Anything further you'd like to say, Lana?
No, Wendell. You said it perfectly. The new ballpoint perfume is wonderful. Why, when a girl wears it, there isn't a man who can resist her.
Well, don't just stand there. Spray me with the stuff.
It's very great. Well, step into my office, Miss Vague. This is Lana Turner.
Lana Turner?
In the flesh. And Lana, this is Miss Vague. In the... Well, figure it out for yourself.
Mr. Hope, how much is it costing you to keep Bob Ripley from spilling the beans?
Now, just a second.
Well,
please,
no, I won't wait. You know, I love this ballpoint perfumer, Lana. I'll have to get one.
Well, what do you usually use, Miss Vague? Bath crystals?
Oh, I should say not. That stuff costs a fortune. I tried it once, and I had to buy 300 packages to fill up my tub.
Oh. Well, Miss Vague, I'll lend you my ballpoint perfumer if you like.
Well, thank you, dear. I have a date with my boyfriend, Waldo, tonight. I think I'll dab some on my ankle, too.
Miss Vague, why do you want to dab it on your ankles?
Well, he spends so much time in the gutter, that's the only place he can smell it.
Safe. What is that perfume you're wearing, Lana?
Oh, do you like it, Bob? Well, it's You perfume. This particular scent is called Spring Night.
Spring Night.
Take a whiff of me, Miss Hope.
What's that called, Miss Vague?
Spring Training. by the way, Lana, I hear your leading man, Mr. Gable, is going to make another picture, and I'm going to have a little talk with him. Do you think Clark would be interested in me?
Not right now, Miss Vague. Ducks are out of season.
Oh, you sweet boy. The next time I go fishing, I want you to go with me. In a can. I certainly wouldn't want to be in a picture with you.
Oh, steady. Lana, tell Miss Vague what kind of leading man I am. Wouldn't you compare me to Gable?
Oh, definitely.
Lana, you compare him with Gable?
Oh, I thought he said Grable.
Oh, stop. Let's face it, some guys have it and some don't.
Maybe you can buy it, Mr. Hope.
All right, so Gable has broad shoulders. So what? I've got broad shoulders.
Yes, but Gable doesn't have to take his off when he goes to bed.
Well, I could prove I'm as good as Gable if I had a director here.
Okay, quiet on the set. Roll them. Cut. Print it. Let's see the Russians.
Colonna, you finished a whole picture in one sentence.
Small budget.
Now, wait a minute, Feather Duster. Don't tell me you're a director.
That's right. J. Mervyn LeRoy Colonna. Director of cinema hits, molder of stars, producer of extravaganzas, and personal friend of Lassie.
Personal friend of Lassie? How come?
Apartment shortage.
Do you think you could direct us in the scene, Professor?
Well, it might be a bit strenuous for me. My last job made me lazy.
Your last job? What was that?
Wardrobe man for Naked City. Hope you can trust me. I'm an old hand. I have had experience in all kinds of pictures.
Well, okay, Colonna. In this scene, I play Clark Gable.
Of course, I've never directed any fantasies.
Easy, Brush Mush, or you'll be back jumping on grapes for the Roma Company.
ready. Let's start the scene.
Well, just a minute. I have to look like a woman. I'll put some makeup on.
And Hope, you have to look like a man. Take yours off.
I can't. This is 24-hour cream, and it's got 3 hours to go.
Ready, folks? Miss Turner can have the lead in the scene.
Professor, have you a part for me?
Why, are you missing a few? All right, you play the butler.
Oh, that's ridiculous. How can I play a butler?
That's right, she has no English accent. Okay, Kelowna, I'll play... Where are you going, off tackle? Where... Looks like 42nd and Broadway at the mic. You don't have sharp elbows, you don't get a line in here. Oh, I wish Heart's Desire was like this. Anyway, okay, Kelowna, I'll play Gable. That's a part I can sink my teeth into. Remember Gable in Call of the Wild? What a beast he was in that.
Bob, you're Gable, not Leo the Lion.
All right, in your places. Action, camera, roll 'em.
Now listen, baby. I'm leaving for the Yukon to tear some gold out of the hills with my bare hands. I'll be back as soon as I think I got enough.
Oh, don't leave me, Clark. You're all I've got.
Hmm?
Well, anyway, I thought you were rough and tough.
I am, baby, I am.
Well, then, why don't you bring the hills back and work closer to town?
Why didn't I think of that? Well, I gotta go and say goodbye around the neighborhood.
Oh, Clark, honey, don't tell me you've got another girl.
Yoo-hoo, Clark!
Lana, baby, this is Sleuthfoot Sue. I got a confession to make. She and I have been seeing each other. I haven't exactly been faithful.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. But no woman is going to take you away from me. I love you. You're mine.
Yes, but what about me? I love him, too.
Poor devils, maybe I ought to bottle the stuff. Really, I don't see what women see in me.
Oh, he's so virile, so manly.
Yes, and so ragged.
That's rugged. Wonder if Gable has this trouble.
Cut!
Now, what's the matter with you?
Lost my place.
Oh, no!
Oh. All right, I found it again. Great action! Play.
I love him. He's the strongest man in Alaska.
Oh, and what a spender that boy is. He lights cigars with $100 bills.
Oh? What'd he give you?
A cigar. Anyway, I say he's mine, Lana.
And I say he's mine. There's no other way. But we'll let Clark decide between you and me.
Oh, no, I'm not going to give up that easy. Oh, all right. Clark, which do you choose? Lana or me?
Don't laugh, folks. She gets paid to read that line. But I've made my choice. I'll take you, Lana.
You beast, casting me out like an old shoe.
Your tongue was hanging out.
Oh, look out, Clark. She's got a gun.
Oh, you got me right in the money belt. I'm dying, baby. This is it. What a fool I've been. Ooh, the pain. I want you to know one thing, baby. I love you, baby. I'm a-going fast. Say something, Lana.
And they cut Jack Benny off the air.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you so much for listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. Each week we bring you the best of classic radio, and next week we'll keep you laughing with more comedy from Fibber McGee and Molly. I hope you can join us for more of the finest entertainment of the 20th century. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.